Welcome you all to the another session of PyQt programming. In today's session, we are going to learn how we can create a very simple and stupid image viewer. So I already created a folder called image viewer. Inside this I am going to write the code. First let us design the UI. I'm using Qt 4.4. So I'm just going to take a push button, clicking on which the user will get a chance to select the file, changing the name to select BTTN and maybe changing the text to select the image. I'll make the button a little bit bigger, it will be easier to click. And we can show the picture on the GUI in many ways. I'm going to use a very latest and easy way introduced in Qt 4.4, QWebView. Okay, that's it. I'm going to change the name to image view and this is actually a complete web browser of its own, so I'm going to change the URL to empty so that we can have a blank URL at the default. I'm going to save it to image viewer and then image viewer ui.ui. So this is it, good enough for now. I can close the window. So let's just start writing the actual code. Image viewer dot py. So first to import UIC Qt GUI and Qt core import sys. So this is going to be the same old style we did for the last time. We're going to have the UI underscore main and you can throw these variables. Okay, I tried to do actually the omni completion for Python in Vim, so I can do UI dot load UI type and the file name, it's image viewer ui dot ui. This is good enough, so I can create the class now, class image ui, which will have image underscore UI main and Qt GUI dot Q main window. Underscore underscore init underscore underscore self comma args qgui dot q main window dot underscore underscore init this is it for now, and then self.setup.ui, and the right self in it. So this looks nice enough. We're going to write the main application class now. Image app maybe, which will have QGUI dot okay, it's not being able to find out. Maybe QAPPLICAN Qt application def underscore underscore init. On it, we're going to have self and args. Actually, we need the arguments here, not in the main window, so I can safely delete these things. And then calling Qt GUI dot Q application dot underscore underscore init, and then self comma arg, and self dot main UI equal to image UI, self dot main UI dot so to give it so, and then self dot exec to actually run the application, and I'm going to write if name underscore underscore equal to equal to just do an application create, and okay, this should be good enough to see the UI, I guess. Let's try to save and run it. Okay, this will do nothing. So we got it. Now we are going to connect the button into this. So self dot connect, then self dot select BTTN Qt core dot signal, and we need to connect the clicked signal. So CLICKED opening closing parenthesis. We're going to connect it to self dot show photo maybe. So we have to write now def self dot not self it's so photo. What it's going to do, the basic thing it's going to do is open a file dialog where you can select any particular image file to see. So we have to go and read the documentation for this, going for Qt for Assistant, going to see all the classes. Let's search for Q file dialog. So now we have to search within this. How we can get the file name? We can see here the static public members. There's we have get open file name, and we already got an example how this works. See, we have to create a Q file dialog dot get open file name. Then this in Python means self, and the message to show actually, and the directory by default it will open, and what kind of images you allow to select. So let's try to write this code into our file. Maybe name equal to, we have to convert it from qstr, because this is returning qstring, to simple str. And then qfile dialog, which is a part of qgui, dot qfile dialog dot get open file name. Let's see the other parameters inside it. The first parameter should be self, then the text to show, select lect image, then the folder. For our code, we'll point it to the current folder, so it is dot, and then I can make the window a little bit bigger to see it properly. Just like this. So images, and as in the example it's given png start dot jpg. So this is it. So we already got the name of the file we need to put. Now we have to put this file as a URL there. Let's try it. Before that, we need to see how we can put that. Let's go back to the all classes, and I'm going to look forward for Q. Okay, I'm in wrong place. So it should be Q wave view. Okay, so you can see we already have something called set URL. So we can see setting, we can have to say we can actually set the URL using this set URL, and there is a method called load, and which does nothing but loads the specified URL. So we already know the file name, so we can actually load it as a file dot double slash file colon double slash URL. So what we are going to do now, self dot image view dot set URL, and then do file colon double slash, and the name, and then self dot image view dot load. So hopefully this will do the work. Let us try and see what's going to happen. Try to select. See, we already have a file dialog which is showing select image as we wrote in the code, and types of file, it's only showing PNG and JPEG, as we did send that value as an argument. Maybe I can try to load this picture, and I got an error. So it's telling it's an invalid type. So let's see what is the wrong with our code there. Set URL should have some string, and it's telling wrong. So let me just comment this line out and print type of name, so that we'll know which type of name variable is. So I can just select pictures. Okay, it's showing str, so up to this part is okay. very easy if you use proper print statement to debug your code. And now we can actually try to see what is the value of name. Let me again comment these two lines. Run the code. Select the image. You can see home Kedas pictures. It's the proper path. So we have to find where is the problem. Maybe here in the set URL. So before doing this, we can do name equal to plus equal to name equal to actually file colon double slash name. Maybe I am wrong with this file URL settings. Maybe, obviously. So this looks okay enough and it points as a link. Let me try to put this again. Okay, it's telling an invalid type. So I'm seriously making some stupid mistake here. Let's go back to the help or assistant to see what is the actual value. Actually, we can see here we already have load and particular URL. So this is some method I missed. So I can actually load the specific URL and displace it, which is not a string, which is a QURL. So I can click on QURL and it can say that it comes out from a string. And it's a Qt core module. So let's try to actually do this. Qt core dot QURL and then maybe the name. Let's try to do this if this thing works. Yes, this is working. You can select any other picture, maybe. This is taking time. So you can see as the picture is bigger than the screen we have, so it's nicely scaled down. If you click in the zoom button, it's actually going to the actual size of the picture. You can just zoom it out. So finally we have some working code which is working as a very simple image viewer. You can actually try to improve this thing with maybe actual select, having, you can say, like small icons kind of stuff, or preview buttons or preview icons, and to in maybe in a list where you can just click and see the things. So we'll see more on the next time. You can just go and browse the Qt assistant, which is going to be our main help during all the sessions, to learn more. See you up to then. Tada.